OpenAI's latest AI models can now think with images, a groundbreaking leap in machine reasoning. Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, April 18th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's newest innovations. Let's dive in. Earlier this week, OpenAI unveiled their latest AI models, O3 and O4 Mini. These are not just any models. They're being hailed as the company's smartest and most capable to date. What sets them apart? They can reason with images. Imagine an AI that can analyze a photograph or a sketch, zoom in, rotate, and adjust it as part of its reasoning process. That's what O3 and O4 Mini bring to the table. For the first time, OpenAI's reasoning models can use every tool within ChatGPT. This includes web search, Python, image analysis, file interpretation, and even image generation. It's a comprehensive suite of abilities that transform how these models interact with data and solve problems. These new models, O3 and O4 Mini, are available to paying ChatGPT Plus, Pro, and Team users. However, the older models like O1, O3 Mini, and O3 Mini High have been retired. And if you're a Pro user, keep an eye out. OpenAI plans to release the even more powerful O3 Pro model in just a few weeks. This development marks a significant milestone in AI evolution. By integrating image reasoning and tool combination, OpenAI is pushing the boundaries of what AI can do, providing users with even more sophisticated and versatile tools. It's an exciting time to be involved in AI technology. OpenAI is stepping up ChatGPT's game with a new feature called Memory with Search. This isn't just a minor tweak. It's a big leap forward in personalizing user experience. The idea is simple yet powerful. When ChatGPT searches the web, it can now use details from past conversations to refine and personalize the search results. Imagine asking ChatGPT for restaurant recommendations, and it remembers you're vegan and live in San Francisco. Instead of a generic list, you get good vegan restaurants San Francisco. Pretty neat, right? It's part of OpenAI's strategy to make ChatGPT stand out from the crowd, especially against competitors like Google's Gemini and Anthropic's Claude. Both of these rivals have been pushing their own memory features, so OpenAI's not sitting still. They're enhancing ChatGPT's memory capabilities to give it an edge in the chatbot wars. And it seems users are already starting to see this new feature rolling out, even if it's not universal just yet. What's particularly interesting is how this feature can be turned on or off. If you like the idea of ChatGPT using its memory to enhance searches, you can enable it. But if you'd rather keep your searches more straightforward, you can simply turn it off in the settings. It's all about giving users control over their experience. So, why does this matter? Well, it represents a shift in how we interact with AI. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, we're moving towards a more personalized and intuitive interaction. It's not just about getting answers. It's about getting the right answers for you. As AI continues to evolve, features like Memory with Search are paving the way for more tailored and user-friendly experiences. OpenAI has just released a comprehensive guide that's turning heads in the tech community, a practical guide to building agents. This isn't just for the AI enthusiasts, but for engineering and product teams eager to harness the power of autonomous AI systems. Imagine having a roadmap that guides you through identifying suitable use cases, designing the architecture of agents, and embedding essential safeguards for reliability and safety. That's exactly what this guide offers. So, what exactly is an agent according to OpenAI? Unlike the usual language model-powered applications, agents are autonomous systems capable of executing multi-step tasks with minimal human intervention. They integrate reasoning, memory, tool usage, and workflow management. Think of an agent as having three main components: the model, which is the language model responsible for decision-making, the tools, which are external APIs or functions the agent can call upon, and the instructions, which are structured prompts that define the agent's objectives and constraints. Now, you might be wondering when it makes sense to build an agent. Well, agents are perfect for tasks that go beyond what traditional rule-based automation can handle. For example, they excel in complex decision-making scenarios, like nuanced refund approvals and customer support. They also shine in high-maintenance rule systems, such as policy compliance workflows that are difficult to scale, or when interacting with unstructured data, like document parsing or contextual language exchanges. The guide delves into the technical foundations with the OpenAI Agents SDK, which provides a flexible, code-first interface for building agents using Python. Developers can define agents by choosing models, registering tools, and crafting prompt logic. OpenAI categorizes tools into data tools for fetching context from databases, action tools for writing or updating data, and orchestration tools, where agents themselves can be callable sub-modules. Prompt templates with parameterized variables are recommended for scalability and maintainability. When it comes to orchestrating these agents, there are two main strategies: single-agent systems and multi-agent systems. In a single-agent system, one agent handles the entire workflow, which is great for simpler tasks. Multi-agent systems, on the other hand, can use a manager pattern with a central coordinator or a decentralized pattern where peer agents autonomously manage control. Each design allows for dynamic execution paths while maintaining modularity. Safety is a big focus in the guide, with a multi-layered defense strategy to ensure safe and predictable behavior. It includes LLM-based classifiers for relevance and safety, rules-based filters for input restrictions, tool risk ratings to gate sensitive functions, and output validation to align responses with organizational standards. These safeguards are integrated into the agent runtime to allow for real-time evaluation and intervention when necessary. And let's not forget the human element. OpenAI emphasizes the importance of human oversight, suggesting strategies like failure thresholds for escalation and routing high-stakes operations to human operators. This ensures that even when agents encounter ambiguous situations, there's a path for human intervention, supporting a gradual increase in trust and deployment. In essence, this guide from OpenAI formalizes a design pattern for creating intelligent agents that are not only capable and controllable, but also ready for real-world applications. By marrying advanced models with purpose-built tools, structured prompts, and rigorous safeguards, development teams can move beyond prototypes and into robust automation platforms. Whether it is orchestrating customer workflows or processing documents, this guide lays a strong foundation for deploying agents effectively in diverse systems. The race is on in the software industry, and OpenAI is leading the charge along with several startups to transform how code is generated. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's a potential revolution in how software development is approached and executed. Picture this. You're a software engineer, and instead of spending hours debugging or writing repetitive code, you have an AI assistant that can generate clean, efficient code for you. It's like having a genius coder in your pocket, ready to tackle the mundane and the complex. The significance of this movement is profound. OpenAI and these emerging startups are setting the stage for a new era in software engineering. By harnessing AI's capabilities, they're not just automating coding tasks, but also enhancing creativity and productivity in the field. Imagine how this could change project timelines, reduce errors, and open up new possibilities for innovation. One of the standout features of these AI-driven tools is their ability to learn and adapt. As they process more data, they become better at understanding the nuances of different programming languages and frameworks. This adaptability means they are not limited to just one type of task or language, making them versatile assets in the development process. This push towards AI-generated code is more than just a convenience. It's a strategic move to stay competitive in a rapidly evolving tech landscape. As more companies adopt these tools, the pressure is on for others to follow suit or risk falling behind. It's a fascinating shift that could redefine what it means to be a software developer in the future. In essence, OpenAI and these agile startups are not just racing to generate code. They're racing to reshape the software industry as we know it. The implications are vast, and the potential is enormous. It's an exciting time to be part of the tech world, where the boundaries of what's possible are constantly being pushed. OpenAI is reportedly in talks to acquire Windsurf, an AI coding tool, for a whopping $3 billion. This potential acquisition could mark a significant move for OpenAI in the realm of AI-driven software development. Imagine this. Windsurf is like a supercharged assistant for developers, helping them write and optimize code with AI's precision and speed. By bringing Windsurf under its wing, OpenAI could integrate this tool into its ecosystem, offering developers an even more robust suite of AI capabilities. Why does this matter? Well, it's part of a larger trend where AI is not just assisting in coding, but revolutionizing it. With tools like Windsurf, developers can focus more on creativity and problem solving, while the AI handles the heavy lifting of code generation and debugging. OpenAI's move to acquire Windsurf could potentially set a new standard in the industry, pushing other tech giants to rethink their strategies in AI-enhanced development. It's a bold step that underscores OpenAI's commitment to leading the charge in AI innovation. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. OpenAI's potential acquisition of Windsurf could redefine the future of software development, making it more efficient and innovative. Thanks for tuning in. Stay updated with us. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.